Hi, it's Stein. In cooking, as in life, sometimes the best laid plans can go really, really wrong. They certainly have for me and food commentator Nancy Leeson. We confess to some of our best, or maybe there should be worst, on today's Food for Thought. Well, Nance, these days, with more people than ever cooking more at home, it's not unreasonable to assume there are many more home cooking disasters than ever before. So I thought today maybe you and I could talk about a few of ours just to make the listeners feel a little bit better about their own disasters.
I have never cooked so much in my life. Yeah. You know, the other night I wanted to make cheeseburgers and I realized I didn't have any buns. And after you had such good luck making hot dog buns.
Luck, Nancy?
I thought I'd try my hand on a burger version. So I found one for a potato dinner roll. When I made them, they did look terrific. They had the, you know, beautiful glossy finish thanks to the egg wash. But they were just bleh.
Well, what do you mean by bleh? They just didn't have any flavor to them?
Yeah, they didn't have a lot of flavor. I didn't like the texture. They were supposed to be light. They weren't.
Oh, that's the worst. You know, when it looks great and then you take a bite and that kind of thing's always such a letdown. But what I want to hear about is what you called the disgusting Armenian pizza.
Mac was really hot to make this. I've never seen him so excited about a recipe. You know, we had to make the dough. It was a six-hour endeavor. And then you top it with this mix of ground beef with tomatoes and onions and herbs and spices. And when he rolled out these good-sized pizzas, topped them with this disgusting-looking mixture. After we took our first bite, he looked at me, I looked at him, and he said, "This tastes like cat food on toast."
Always better to own up to it right off the bat, not sit there with a forced smile and, "Ooh, that is kind of interesting. Is this an actual Armenian recipe? Have Armenians ever even heard of this thing?"
Yes, it's called lamio.
Well, these are pretty bad, all right, but I think I can top it.
You mean you could do worse?
Exactly. I was talking with DeGroote. She said, "Well, what are you and Nancy going to talk about this week?" And I said, "Cooking disasters." But I can't think of any good ones. I said, "Well, you know, I made some stuff that came out kind of disappointing, but I don't think I've ever had any really bad cooking disasters, have I?" And she said, "The pumpernickel." Westphalian pumpernickel. Ancient recipe goes back to the Middle Ages, and there's even a German law that says you can't call it that unless it is made with only rye, water, and salt. It's 100% hydration. That means you have the same weight of water as you do of rye meal. And you start this off at 300 degrees for 40 minutes and then down to 220 for 24 hours. And it bakes covered. So it really steaming as much as it is baking. And then when it comes out of the oven, you got to let it sit wrapped for 48 more hours. So 2 days after it comes out of the oven, finally get to take the wrapping off of it. It looked great, just the way it was supposed to. Beautiful, dark, dark brown color. Cheryl and I are going, "Oh boy." Got the bread knife out and I could not even scratch it. It was like trying to slice through a bowling ball. I said, "Get the hacksaw." And it snapped the hacksaw blade. DeGroote says, "Okay, we're going straight to the oxyacetylene cutting torch." So I don't know what went wrong with this thing, but I'm sure it was my fault. So eaters, if you're having less than perfect results in your kitchens, take heart and keep at it. And eventually, you may be able to screw up your recipes as royally as Leeson and I have ours. With KNKX food talker Nancy Leeson, whose cooking is
practically imperfect in every way, he's Dick
Murphy, never sleeps.
Stein.